Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, this new report from stockbrokers Davies predicts that Ireland will need 93,000 new homes a year from now right up to 2031 to tackle our chronic housing shortage. That came after the Taoiseach Micheál Martin was forced to admit that the government got the figure for 2024 targets wrong. This was during leaders' questions yesterday. Now, the government expected to build close to 40,000 new homes before the close of last year. In reality, though, 30,330 were completed. I'm joined by Eoin O'Brien, Sinn Féin housing spokesperson and TD for Dublin Midwest from our Dáil studio. Malcolm Byrne, Fianna Fáil TD for Wicklow Wexford, is on the line. Eoin O'Brien, to you first. We heard what Micheál Martin had to say about this. He said, "It was my genuine belief that the government would hit the high 30,000s before the end of last year." But you don't accept that, do you, that it was his genuine belief?
No, and the reason why is because the facts don't allow any credibility to that assertion. There was a report published by Deutsche Bank in August of last year. That was the report where this figure of 40,000 new home completions originated. But both before and after that report, independent government-funded bodies, the ESRI and the Central Bank, were both saying that, in fact, the figure was going to be in the low 30s. But more importantly than that, because people can have different figures about projections and they're just projections, the CSO actually publishes the completion data. In July and in October, they published the Q2 and Q3 data. And both when the Q2 data was published, but more importantly in October when the Q3 data was published, it was patently clear to everybody, including Deutsche Bank at that stage, that we were looking at the low 30s. And despite the fact the actual evidence from government-funded bodies was saying the low 30s, right throughout the election campaign, Micheál Martin, Simon Harris and others kept repeating the claim. Why? Because they were deliberately trying to deceive people that their housing plan was working when evidence not only from the ESRI, the Central Bank, but crucially the CSO, as well as industry commentators and opposition, were telling them it was going to be in the low 30s. And the problem is, this is a constant feature of our housing debates. Simon Coveney, when he was minister, used to lie about new home completions. Owen Murphy used to lie about levels of homelessness. Dara O'Brien repeatedly lied, not just about completions, but also about commencements. Mm-hmm. And really, we have to
just be careful about accusing people of lying, because that is a very serious accusation. And people who aren't here might say that they had other reasons for making those claims.
But can I say this, right? And I've been the housing spokesperson for 8 years. I've tracked three ministers. And we continually have these rows over figures. And in the end, we are always vindicated that the figures that the government were using were wrong. Now, I could accept that Micheál Martin in August believed Deutsche Bank rather than the ESRI and Central Bank. I think he would have been wrong, but I could accept that. But when the October figures, the actual completion figures came out in October and made it patently clear that you couldn't deliver 40,000 by the end of the year, at that point, my view is he knew he was misleading people. And that is a lie, and we need to call it out for what it is.
All right, but let's get Malcolm Byrne in on this. So you've heard what Eoin O'Brien has had to say there. He believes that there was a deliberate attempt here to try to deceive people about the number of houses that would be completed in 2024. Why did the leaders of the previous government ignore those CSO figures?
Well, it wasn't a case of trying to deceive anybody. Housing is the government's number one priority. Even at our parliamentary party meeting last night, along with the discussion of the impact of Storm Éowyn, a lot of the discussion was around how we can deliver on housing. And yes, we got the figures wrong. As the Taoiseach outlined in the Dáil yesterday, he relied on the figures that were being provided to him. And yes, we were aspiring to build more houses than were actually built. But what we are still talking about is there were still over 30,000 homes completed last year. Would we want to have seen more? Of course we would. And our objective is over the next number of years to continue to increase that. Mm-hmm. And part of the problem that we have with this is Owen keeps wanting to fight the last general election, where Sinn Féin's housing policy was roundly rejected. Whereas from a government perspective, what we want to do is get on with the work. During, the last Oireachtas, Owen opposed all the measures to help in terms of first-time buyers, in the planning legislation to help speed up the process by which homes could come about. And we can argue about targets, and hands up, And the Taoiseach admitted this yesterday. We got the figures wrong. But the critical thing is people I'm dealing with, people who are looking to rent, people who are looking to buy and own their own home. They've placed faith in the government to be able to deliver that over the next number of years. And that's what we have to do.
Yeah, you say you want to get on with the job, but you have to know what the job is. So you have to know what the numbers are. You can't just ignore what the CSO is telling you in an election campaign. This is an issue which is at the top of people's list of concerns. There's a huge difference between saying we're going to get 40,000 houses built in a year when the actual figure was 30,000.
Yeah, and it was a genuine mistake, and the Taoiseach admitted that yesterday. But if you look at the targets that were set for the period 2022 to 2024, the targets were 87,000, and in fact we exceeded that by 5,000 over that 3-year period. There were reasons as to why last year there were a number of apartment complexes, for instance, which were due to be completed and for a variety of reasons didn't get completed during 2024. But if you look at the pipeline of housing that's coming now, we are seeing significant development. And people can see it when they're looking around. They see the cranes in all of our communities. I look here in Goree and people can see all the new estates that are being built. And the real issue around this is rather than us arguing over figures, and I do get your point, Claire, what we should be looking at is, right, how can we ensure that we see more houses available to rent, more houses for people to be able to buy? We're seeing, in terms of the role of the state, in the budget for this year, there is a record $6 billion in capital investment that the state is putting in place to be able to invest in this area. In addition, as you know, in terms of resilience, okay, and we've learned about this from the storms, yep, and this is an important point, the establishment of both the Future Ireland Fund and the Fund for Infrastructure, Climate and Nature, plus ensuring that we have, you know, investment in the national grid, investment in our water infrastructure, that's going to be critical, okay, in terms of providing homes into the future.
So Owen Malcolm is saying there that the progress is happening. People can see it, and yet you want to argue about the numbers. Why do you think it's important to argue about the numbers when people can see that the homes are being built?
Well, first of all, there was an opinion poll at the weekend in Ireland Thinks, and it showed very clearly that a significant majority of people do not believe the government is heading in the right direction on housing or is doing enough to tackle the crisis. And people's lived experience is there isn't enough new housing stock, social, affordable or private purchase coming on stream. Rents and house prices continue to rise. The length of time people are waiting on council homes continues to rise, and homelessness, notwithstanding the seasonal dip in December, is on an upward trajectory. Today we're going to have a debate on the new programme for government, and I'm going to be focusing on the policies. But the reason why it's important, first of all, to have the right targets is because if you want to fix a problem, you have to know how big the problem is. And if you look at the programme for government, so let's actually look at today and tomorrow and the weeks ahead. The government is doing it again. The targets that they've set out, both global targets for all new housing, but also within that social and affordable housing, are far too low. They're not just lower than what I believe is necessary, they're lower than what the Housing Commission, the government's own independent commission, recommended last year, a report that the government has completely ignored and isn't in the programme for government. But also industry commentators. And again, the Davey report today, look, it's an industry report. It reflects the kind of interests and vested interests of its members, but a lot of its research is pretty well grounded. So for years, independent experts, analysts, government-funded think tanks as well as opposition have been saying your targets are too low. But more importantly, the reforms that are necessary, the reforms that we've outlined in our housing plan, that the Housing Commission has outlined, that the ESRI has called for, both to increase and accelerate the delivery of public housing and to support the SME builder developer sector to build more private homes for people to buy, have been ignored by the government. And what's the definition of madness? Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting the same results.
And
that's what's in the programme for government, and that's why things are going in the wrong direction.
And that figure of 93,000 from Davey, do you think that's on the money?
No, so population projections always include a range, right? So they'll have a lower estimate, the higher estimate. And then in the main, what policymakers need to do is pick the midpoint. The Housing Commission had a range, and their upper range was in and around 80,000, not far off Davies. What is required, and we argued this last year when the Housing Commission report was published, is at the start of every year, fully independently of government, the CSO, ESRI and Housing Agency should update those figures so we have a fully independent set of figures based on the most up-to-date information that everybody accepts. And the difficulty is government has refused to do that. So I'm still of the view that the Housing Commission targets are about right, But because that report was published a year ago and those targets haven't been met,
they need to be updated.
They need to be updated independently by the CSO, okay. ESRI and Housing Agency.
Well, that seems like a good idea, Malcolm, that you would have a figure put together by independent bodies at the start of every year, which would give you the right number. You know, maybe it's not 93, maybe it's closer to 80, as Owen O'Brien says, but at least we'd have a handle on it rather than people pulling figures out of the air.
No, I accept that. And that's, you know, part of the argument about what we're trying to achieve. I mean, the reason as to why we have this demand for housing is that we have a successful growing society and a successful economy. We need to ensure that we provide housing for all of those who live there and a wide variety of types of housing. And to correct Owen, local authority housing lists are actually falling because we are seeing increases in social housing provision. Yes, we need to build more, but we can't misrepresent the position. What Owen is trying to do, I suppose, is to fight the general election again, where, you know, Sinn Féin's negativity on all of this was rejected. The issue that we have to achieve here, and I mean, the government has been setting out, we need to get 300,000 by the end of the decade.
Sorry, Malcolm, this is not about the general election. This is a report out yesterday that says you need 93,000 houses a year when you're already facing this unprecedented challenge on delivering supply. I mean, does that not tell you that the plan your party and this government is sticking to is failing?
No, because if you look at some of the same agencies who are talking about, you know, some of our targets, we exceeded the targets that were set out in the period for 2022 to 2024, where we set out a target of 87,000 and over nearly 93,000 homes were built. Do we need to build more? Of course we do. But the debate in many ways, and look, we can certainly look at setting targets, but there's no point in setting a target unless we have the policies in place to be able to deal with them. And that's what I'm saying. What I would prefer to be talking about is, you know, the fact, the role of the state, where we see that there is a need for 6 billion in state investment, which was provided in the budget, where we've also started to talk about, you know, investment in infrastructure. And if the storm has taught us anything, we need to really do that. And by the way, you know, home of our own Sinn Féin's policies in order to fund that, it talked about pulling money from the Future Ireland Fund and the Fund for Infrastructure, Climate and Nature. So Sinn Féin, in order to fund its policies, would remove the investment in infrastructure that we've been talking about.
Okay.
What we need to achieve is look, Owen and I are in agreement. We need to build more housing. But what he fails to acknowledge is that we are seeing significant progress. You know, over the number of years, people will remember during COVID, Sinn Féin wanted all the construction sites closed down. We said we needed to try to keep them open. There is a real commitment on the part of government
You're complaining about fighting the general election. We won't go back and fight COVID measures
you've got to be honest on these things. It's very difficult for Owen to criticise government policy and Sinn Féin's constant negativity approach, which didn't work for them in the general election. They seem to be taking this approach again in the new Dáil. You know, if you want to deal in facts, the reality is Sinn Féin fought tooth and nail every effort that the government has made to be able to provide housing on the ground, and it looks like they're going to do it for the lifetime of this Dáil.
Well, I suppose, Owen, what people want to know is, does Sinn Féin have a plan that would cover this level now of housing that we need? Let's say, for argument's sake, between 80 and 93,000 in the next year. Would you be able to do that in year one?
Well, certainly you wouldn't. And that's why I go back to the Housing Commission's report. Malcolm is wrong when he says Sinn Féin's constant negativity. In fact, every time I come on this show, I list a whole series of alternative policies. Some are Sinn Féin's policies, but many are actually policies, for example, of the Housing Commission or others. We could get to 40, 45,000 new homes within the first year of a change of policy. And as the Housing Commission has recommended and demonstrated, then get up to 55 and then 60,000 within the third year of a government and hit 70,000 plus in the fourth and fifth year. That is in the Housing Commission's report. It's also not the case that social housing waiting lists are falling. The Housing Agency does an independent report each year. Its last report shows, in fact, it is rising. And why is that? Because despite all the billions that Malcolm is talking about, every year that Darragh O'Brien was the Minister for Housing, he didn't spend those billions and they missed their social and crucially their affordable housing targets. What is really frustrating, not just me, but when I talk to local authority managers, when I talk to builder developers, when I talk to housing policy experts, is that the solutions that are required to increase and accelerate both public and private housing are there. They have been written down. They have been published. And this government is ignoring them. And when you look at the seven threadbare pages of the programme for government and what they're suggesting on housing, there is no indication that there's going to be anything new. And that's why leading members of the government's own housing commission have described the programme for government as disappointing, ignoring the deficit, and the housing crisis will continue to get worse. All right. I will debate alternatives with Malcolm and his colleagues all day long. But the idea that Fianna Fáil can talk about housing policy and honesty is a joke. When you have the Taoiseach deliberately misleading the public and then lying about it on the floor of the Dáil. That's why we need a change of policy. That's completely unfair.
The Taoiseach acknowledged, that he got it wrong, but he did it in he expressed those figures.
And nobody
in good
but you
faith.
Believes him, Malcolm. Nobody believes him.
No, I'm sorry. But we will continue to build, and I appreciate Sinn Féin is going to continue to oppose, which you're right to do. Our focus is on delivering homes for people.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Eoin Óibrín and Malcolm Byrne, thank you both for joining us. Now, coming up next, the Israeli Defence Minister. That suggestion that Palestinians could move to Spain, Ireland or Norway will get the latest.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.